Good evening, everybody. It's great to be here. Senator, this is awesome. Thank you for your career and bringing us all back together again. I was elected about 11 years ago, and pretty quickly I started doing events with the delegation. You know, they're on your schedule. You show up. I was very junior at the time. Senator was mythic at that point. And I started to notice very quickly that the senator would come up with this turn of phrase. You're all familiar with it, a kind of one-liner that would really capture the essence of whatever was happening at a particular event. And after a couple of years of this, I realized that part of the reason I was showing up to these things, other than the fact that I was supposed to be there as a member of the delegation, was to hear these one-liners. It's sort of like I would get to these things and I would, it's kind of like when you're watching a meteor shower and you would sort of wait for the one-liner and it would come streaking across the sky. So I just want to share a couple of these with you. Now some of these you will be familiar with. Some of them are old standbys. The senator would say, when she was making the point that we all have to stick together in this world, she would say, behind every me is a we. Right, Senator? When she was saluting the hard work of volunteers, she would say, thank you for being here. You're here on your own time and
your own dime.
Your own dime. See, we got this covered. If she was in a meeting and people were starting to get defensive about things, which could happen, she would say, I'm not into finger pointing, I'm into
pinpointing.
By the way, we did not rehearse this. That's how you know this is real. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Bring her back. One time she was complaining about something that was going on, some activity that she regarded as completely pointless and futile. And she said that would be like spitting off the Bay Bridge to raise the tide. Right? So, now, I started keeping track of these things, and about 3 or 4 years ago, I decided, you know, someday this is going to end. This font of wisdom won't be available to us every time we turn around, so I need to really record this and kind of catalog it. So if you were to get hold of my iPhone and went to the notes section, you would find a note entitled Mikulskiisms, which is where I keep these things. But here's what happened. All those lines I just mentioned to you a moment ago, I was under the impression, and this is probably true, that these were things that the senator had said on a number of different occasions, and she kind of would carry them around in her pocket, and when it was appropriate to kind of pull out one of these maxims or one-liners, she would do it. But then I started to realize, as I continued to participate in these joint events, that sometimes there seemed to be a genius at work here, that sometimes she was actually coming up with these things on the spot, that it was completely organic. So now I had a whole nother reason to be there and to pay attention. And I remember one time we were meeting with the Secretary of HUD in the Capitol. The meeting was going on too long for the senator. That meant it was more than about 10 minutes, by the way. So at one point she said, we're not here to haggle, we're here to hustle. And I thought, I think she just came up with that. Now that was... Now, it was borderline, because you could use that at other times. But what sealed the deal, when I understood, Senator, that you were actually coming up with these things a lot of the time, in the moment, was a couple of nights before the election last year. We were at the AFSCME Hall downtown for an election rally. It was kind of the final push. And you came in, and you had just gotten your hair done that day. And you looked pretty good. And people were commenting on that. They were saying, well, that's, you know, that's a very nice hairdo you have, and so forth. And after about the third or fourth person said it, yes, after about the third or fourth person made a comment about your hairdo that night, there was a little group of us, and you turned to us, and this is what you said. You said, you can't be frumpy if you're going to beat Trumpy. Now, remember that? So, now, unfortunately, we did not beat Trumpy. But you did not look frumpy that night. And you don't look frumpy tonight. And you never look frumpy. I'll close with this last one, because this in a way is the most important. One of the lines that you used often was you used to say it's not enough to just focus on macro issues. We also need to focus on macaroni and cheese issues. But I like that, because that really captures who Senator Mikulski is. She's somebody who rose to the heights in our politics, but you never forgot where you came from, and you never stopped relating to the struggle of everyday people out there. You understood what they were going through and the challenges that you had. The combination of somebody who could relate so well to people and somebody who also had this incredible talent, this genius to capture things in those memorable one-liners, I think that combination in this woman is absolutely unique. Thank you, Senator Mikulski, for all you did for us. Thank you.